thank you for joining us this morning. You are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and it is my honor and privilege to lead the people of God in worship today to a worthy God, to a living God, to a glorious God. That is what we want to declare about the Lord this morning, that He is glorious, that He is mighty. But let's start in Psalm 66 today. Psalm 66. And between this and Psalm 96, which we'll read, this is the response for the child of God as we come in contact with the goodness of the Lord. As we see Him, these are the things that flow from our mouths and from our hearts. Verse 1 of chapter 66, shout joyful praises to God, all of the earth. Sing about the glory of His name. Tell the world how glorious that He is. Say to God, how awesome are Your deeds. Your enemies cringe before Your mighty power. Everything on earth will worship You. They will sing Your praises, shouting Your name in glorious songs. Come and see what our God has done, what awesome miracles He performs for people. He made a dry path through the Dead Sea, and His people went across on foot. There we rejoiced in Him. For by His great power, He rules forever. He watches every movement of the nations, and let no rebel rise in defiance. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what He did for me. For I cried out to Him for help, praising Him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God, who did not ignore my prayer or withdrew His unfailing love from me. In the first couple of verses of Psalm 96, it says, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth, everything in it, sing to the Lord. Praise His name. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations, and tell everyone about the amazing things that He does. Church, as we worship today, may our words and our actions and our lives be of the greatest testimony that others around us can find of His goodness, of the amazing things that He does in the lives of His people. And they can look at us and they will know by our testimony, by what we say, and by the praises that come out of our mouth to our God, the God that we love. May this be something that is evident to all today, not just as we're here listening and worshiping, but as we go out to our workplace, as we have conversations with our families, and maybe in a lot of these relationships that we have, our conversation stays on the superficial things. I encourage you this morning to go deeper in your conversations with your loved ones today. Speak of what the Lord is doing. Don't let that pass you by, but proclaim His deeds among the nations. But let that start with your family, with your closest friends today. Just begin to share and sing praises to the Lord together. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and let's just worship who He is today. Jesus, we come before You. Thank You this morning that everywhere that we see, everywhere that we look, that You are moving. That as we ask You to show us, Lord, what You're doing around us, that You overwhelm us by what You're doing. May our mouths be quick to shout Your praise. May our mouths be quick to speak Your greatness back to You and back to one another. So Lord, in this moment, over these next couple of minutes, we want to do that. We sing glorious, glorious over us. You shall reign glorious.
Glorious.
is a place, there is a place we long to be. It's face to face, face to face we long to see, to see.
Hallelujah.
bow before.